Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got someone on the phone who knows a thing or two about boxing. Some of you know him as Danny Stuntman Wheeler, but most of you know him as the greatest fighter the last decade has ever seen. The undefeated, undisputed fighting pride of the Bay Area. Ladies and gentlemen, Andre Ward joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's up, champ? How you doing?
Fellas, I'm quarantined, but I'm doing good, man. All is well, family's healthy, and I hope the same for you guys as well.
Yeah, that was going to be our first question out of the gate. How's the family doing during these times?
I mean, we're together. We're together. You know, we got a family of seven. You know, I'm braving these grocery stores every couple of days, fighting for toilet paper and paper towels. And we're making it happen, man. We're making it happen.
Hey, son of God, you haven't had to lay your holy hands on nobody trying to get some toilet paper,
right? No holy hands. I've been good, man. I've been just in my garage, quarantined, working out, trying to get the body right, but nothing crazy. I'm good.
That's so funny. I can you imagine, like, Joe, if you and I were, like, in a store and then all of a sudden Andre Ward comes up.
You want your cornbread?
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden you've got a conflict and you don't.
Here you go, sir. Yeah. Take my toilet paper, sir.
Seriously, and my paper towels and my nice Chinette napkins as well. Andre, we obviously want to talk a lot about what's going on with you in the world, but we need to get resolution on this Lo Neal question. The idea of Muhammad Ali in his prime, Lorenzo Neal in his prime, what chance do you give the big fullback of landing one punch on the greatest to ever do it in the 60-second round?
So he's got a minute to land a punch.
One punch.
Legitimate punch. He can't hit him in the draws on his way to the mat.
We're not talking just a grazing shot to the arm or anything like that. We're talking a flush shot on the face, chin, head, somewhere around there.
Stomach, yeah, anywhere.
It could
just
be a good
shot.
Body shot, too, but not some BS shot. Nothing that hits a forearm while he's protecting his head.
Listen, I'm going to say this. Ali was, for a man that size, to be able to dance the way that he danced, I don't know. If we haven't seen anything leading up to the era he was in, and I don't think we've seen anything since then. So it would be extremely hard for Lorenzo Neal, as great as a man as Lorenzo is, to land a clean shot against Muhammad Ali. But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that my boy Lo would find a way to land a shot, just one, a legitimate shot against one of, if not the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. I think Lo would figure it out. Lo's a grinder. I think Lo would figure it out.
And champ, cabin fever. Champ's got cabin fever. They need to get him outside. Get somebody get Andre Ward some fresh air, please. Is he speaking crazy?
Hey, champ, listen to what I was telling these guys.
I might be losing it a little bit. Champ,
you ain't losing it, champ. You keeping it 100. No, champ, here's what I told him. I said he gets a Mike Tyson. Probably not, because if he hit you one time, Ali, there's a lot of guys that jab or hit him in a straight body shot. You know, he's going to move around. Mike Tyson, on the other hand, I think it's harder because of the fact that the way that he went about his business. Ali would crush me, kill me. I was just saying a shot. I've had ring experience. I'm not great, but I just think in my prime, I'd have got a shot in. That's all I was telling these guys, and they just laughed at me.
This is why I say this. Like, my first mind is, man, Lowe wouldn't land a shot. There's not a lot of people that could land a shot, even a trained boxer in a minute, if Ali didn't want you to. But then I start thinking about Lowe, man. Lowe's from the Central Valley. Lowe's a grinder. Lowe's a worker. He works with his hands every day, man. He's just a guy that it's not the tangibles, it's the intangibles. And Lowe's got the intangibles, the things you can't see. I just think that Lowe would find a way to get a shot in. I just think he
find a way, baby.
I'm punching right now.
I'm shadow boxing right now, Jim.
I just think Lowe would figure it out. I don't know. Lowe's a grinder.
Andre Ward joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Do you view Ali as the greatest to ever do it?
You know, the greatest of all time is tough. We're talking different eras. We're talking, you know, weight classes, you know, that are different and how many good guys that you have in your weight class as opposed to me. The all-time conversation is extremely difficult to have, and I try to stay away from it. I know that he is one of the greatest of all time. He is in the conversation, and he's at the top of the list. You got to look at guys like Sugar Ray Robinson, you know, over 100-something fights. These guys are fighting 2-3 times a month. It's just really difficult to say who the main guy is, but Ali's up there. If you call him the greatest of all time, how can you argue with that? He fought everybody. It's a different era than what it is now. You got guys that are becoming good in the sport of boxing in this day and age of sidestepping challenges and learning how to make the money without facing the other top guy in the division. Ali's generation and his era, it was all about facing the other top guy in the division. We're going to make the money, but we're going to do it by the two of us figuring out who the best is in this weight class. So a lot of respect for him.
And kind of refreshing now that you have Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury hooking up two different times, two of the guys at the top of the heavyweight ranks. What did you make of those two fights, and what do you think of where the heavyweight division is right now, champ?
I love where the division is. Some people are saying that it's on the rise, and I think it's back, and I think it's been back for the last couple of years, you know, with Anthony Joshua, Wilder, the resurrection of Tyson Fury. And really what these guys are showing, and mainly, you know, Wilder and Fury, because Joshua, he kind of stayed on the outside a little bit. He had an opportunity to face some of these guys, and I'm talking Wilder and Fury, and he didn't do it for whatever reason. But Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, they have the spirit that I was just describing and talking about, the Ali's of the world, the Sonny Listons, the George Foremans, the Joe Frazier's. Those guys, Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, possess that same spirit of the guys who paved the way for them and who have gone before them, and this is why we're getting these great matchups. When you have great matchups like those two guys, there's got to be a winner in most cases, not the first fight, but in most cases, a winner and a loser. And those guys are willing to risk their reputation, their pay scale, because you don't make the same money in a rematch if you lose as you did the first time, and just bragging rights. And most guys are not willing to risk that. They were, and I take my hat off to them for it.
Champ, I think that you're one of those guys, not saying you had feet like Ali, but I think getting out of trouble, not taking a lot of shots, you pride yourself in that, kind of watching your ringmanship. Second to none, when you think about yourself, and then I talk about guys like Thomas Hearns, you look at some guys like the Hitman Hearns, you know, the different guys, Ray Leonard. If you look at those guys in their air, you know, how do you think, which one of those guys that fascinates you? You look at how tall my guy Hillman Hearns went, and it only lasted, what, 3 minutes? What, with 3 minutes, Hagner Hearns? How would you fare with some of those guys if you're just looking at them? Because I know we all go match up. I size up guys.
Excellent question.
You know, for me, again, this is like, I'm not one of those younger guys who disrespect the older generation. Like I have so much respect for those guys. I don't like comparing myself, and oftentimes I'll sidestep those questions. But, you know, for the sake of this call, I'll dive in. it would be extremely hard. I mean, I'll say this about myself. You know, I'm cut from that cloth, meaning, you know, the guys who raised me, you know, Virgil, my godfather, my dad, they came up in the era that we've been talking about. The era that they came up in, they impressed that upon me. We got to get you ready for war. We got to get you ready for battle. And don't talk about it, son. Be about it. And if you're going to be the best, you got to go shake the cage of that other guy that says he's the best. So the mentality is there. The fight is there. I'm extremely competitive, so I would have fared well, but it would have been a tough road with anybody in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 90s. It's going to be a tough road. It's going to be some wood chopping going on no matter which guy you face, and you just got to see where the chips are going to fall.
Andre Ward joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I got to ask, because the Chilton Auto Body wants to ask, Lorenzo Neal at his peak, 60 seconds against Andre Ward, does he land a punch?
Look at these.
Low Neal and Andre Ward. They Andre we're in completely different weight classes, but that aside, I got to – Lowe's going to land a punch. But I with all due respect, Lowe, I'm going to be peppering Lowe with the jab. I'm going to keep
you would.
Outside. I got to get the big body tired. I got to let that blood fill
you
up.
You going to move me.
Those big legs. I got to tire him out. Then I got to pepper him down the stretch. But he will land a shot. But, fellas, I can't let Lowe land the shot. Like
go ahead.
That one shot. Because that's a big boy. Lowe's a big boy, and I can't get hit with none of that.
Hey, well, hey, Andre, well said. Thanks for jumping on, man. I know you're busy taking care of the family. Thanks for jumping on real quick and humoring us. Man, you're the best. We love you. Keep being great, brother. God bless you and the family.
I appreciate it, fellas. You guys stay safe, man, and say a prayer for me, man, because I'm going in Whole Foods right now.
Thanks, champ. Best of luck out there.
All right, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.